Hype Network presents.
Maraming salamat sa pa cheese sticks and mozzarella. Ano ba yan? Mozzarella bites?
Bites.
And pancake balls?
Bites. Bites din.
I am calm for the moment. Enjoy it while it lasts. You're listening to
Please Pause Season 5.
Staring up TV trouble and movie mischief.
Since 2019.
If you're with us for the first time, we're Mike and Ham. We live in the Philippines. We're married. Quotas, go. Quote of the week, go.
You know the best thing about the future? It hasn't happened yet.
Oh, wow. In sync na naman tayo for the second week in a row. Tama ba?
I think it's worth mentioning that this is my pick from a Screen Rant article. 10 most what the F lines in Madam Web.
Madam Web spitting facts. Dropping hard truths. Technically true naman eh. Oh. Tama naman eh. It's not the future if it's the present. We are still on a mission to understand and appreciate movies and TV shows for our little podcast on TV and film.
So if you haven't already, follow and subscribe to Please Pause, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other major podcast platforms.
Follow na rin kami sa Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, Letterboxd, at Please Pause PH. That's the Please Pause Podcast. Let's be moots.
And if you like the podcast, share it with your friends.
Thank you so much for helping us reach more TV and film fans. As we always say, mas maraming kapos, mas masaya ang conversation. Spotify rating. May bago ba?
Yeah.
Wow, talaga. OMG.
We have one new Spotify rating after 1 month.
So Spotify followers naman. Since our last episode, we have 3 new Spotify followers.
Yay!
If you just discovered the podcast, don't forget to rate Please Pause sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to podcasts. 5 stars na. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us every week for meaningful
and meaningless conversations on the stuff we watch.
Kwentuhan lang.
Spoiler free so you can listen worry free.
Tayo-tayo lang naman. And we have so much to talk about in this episode.
Really?
Pero bago ang lahat. Bago ang lahat. Meron tayong bagong segment born out of our last episode.
Dami mo na namang pinigil.
Ito ang tinatawag nating I Don't Want to Listen to You, also known as Dami-daming Sinasabi, also known as Podcast Existential Crisis, brought to you by Rajiv Doraiswamy.
Ano ba?
Shout out to Raj.
Kala ayan. Ko ba calm ka na ngayon?
Hindi ba to calm sa'yo? Calm pa to! So ayan, kung gusto nyo mag-sponsor ng segment, ha, message nyo lang kami, pwedeng-pwede yan.
Nabusan so, ako ng cheese sticks?
No! What do you mean? Dalawa pa lang nakain ko.
Oh, okay.
Exage ka. Oh, eto na. Madam Web, yes or no?
No.
As if it's true, yes or no?
Yes.
I am not Big Bird, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, yun lang. Tapos na. Eto pa, dagdag pa natin. Kasi mukhang that only took 10 seconds. Mary may husband, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no
yes.
Lang, walang explanation.
Yes na nga.
Expats.
Yes.
True Detective, Night
yes.
Country. The Bad Batch, Season 3.
Di pa natin yun natapos?
Sa 3 episodes pa lang.
Yes.
Yun lang. Madali buhay, di ba? Pwede na tayong bumalik sa TikTok.
Ano?
Okay na. Uwi na kayo. If you're willing to stay on, we really appreciate it. You are true believers. We have more nonsense in store. I guess this is part 2 of our Valentine's episode. Or special. Or rant. Or rumble.
Kasi we're gonna talk about movies that were released on Valentine's Day.
Interestingly, we haven't talked about a single romantic movie at all. Unless you count Lisa Frankenstein.
Eh.
Thank you nga pala for ordering sushi for Valentine's dinner.
Sabi mo, hindi worth yung pagiging mas premium niya in price.
After talking about time travel sushi for the past few weeks.
Exactly.
I really appreciate
Aww.
It. Appreciate ko naman.
Parang, ba't dito mo sa recording sinabi? As if it's true ba to? Di mo sinabi sa akin. Offline.
Lang naman, di ba? Who would have thought that whining can accomplish anything? Mas masarap pa rin yung village sushi natin dito. But huh? That's neither here nor there.
Hindi yan yung sinabi mo. Sabi mo, kung mas mahal yung binili ko, yung dito na lang.
Mas masarap per peso. Okay. Pa-surprise, surprise ka pa eh. You keep asking what time I'll be home para makapagpa-deliver ka.
Obvious
ano ba naman?
Eh, paano pag wala ka pa, tas dumating yun? Ano gagawin niya dun?
Tapos ang tagal mo naman umuwi.
Traffic. Valentine's Day traffic.
The traffic. Holy shit.
Thank you. Thank you, Coldplay and Chris Martin. I am glad you're enjoying the return to office movement. Ah.
Wow. I mean, really?
I mean, lahat naman tayo. Kasi pag naisip ko pa lang na magta-travel sa office, na-excite na ako. I'm really happy for you and the entire Filipino workforce.
It's not financially sustainable if tinatamad ako mag-drive.
Pero magpasalamat ka sa Palworld. Ah. 25 Why? Million players worldwide. Describing it as Pokemon with guns does not do it justice. Pero kasi if I didn't have Palworld to distract me, I probably would have just eaten dinner without you then slept.
Ah, nung day na yun, you mean?
8 p.m. kasi ang bedtime ko.
Hindi kayo. 8 p.m. ko umakit, tapos nagpo-phone ka until 9 p.m.
8 p.m. kailangan nasa kama na ako.
Mm-hmm.
Ganun yun. Kaya tanong mo pa ako nung isang araw, ba't ako nagre-research how to get sulfur in Palworld? Pati ba naman kung anong ginugoogle ko, pinakikialaman mo?
Nakita ko lang. Bawal ba magtanong? Bawal ba tayo mag-usap?
For your information, I need sulfur to make gunpowder.
Okay.
I need gunpowder to make bullets. I need bullets to shoot pals.
So, paano ka nakuha ng sulfur?
Magmamine ako ng sulfur deposit. Duh! I mean, ano gagawin ko sa baril kung wala naman akong bala? Duh!
Paano ka nakuha ng baril?
Ginawa ko.
Wow.
I built it.
Iron Man.
Anyway, sobrang dami ng articles and op-eds ng naisulat about the senselessness of the return to office movement. Well, of course, I vehemently disagree sa mga articles na yan. Kasi pag may naririnig nga ako na taga-US na, it took me like 45 minutes to get to work, bruh. Gusto ko sana sabihin, it's more fun in the Philippines, bruh. Pero wala yung bruh kasi boss ko yung kausap ko. Joke, kunyari lang. But guess what? Etong mga huge corporations na to, they will never listen because despite how benevolent they want to appear, they're not democracies, they're dictatorships.
Mm.
And the mandatory return to office policies, kung papansinin mo, it's never from the bottom. It's always from the top.
So anong rational nila? Wala lang.
Eto nga eh.
Babayad ka kasi ng office space.
The irony of it, it's from the same people who were super proud of how they were able to adapt from the sudden restrictions of the pandemic. Time with their families, work-life integration.
Oh my gosh, I hate that term.
And now they're saying, oh, we need to stimulate collaboration and spontaneous idea generation and break room chismisan. Alam nyo kung bakit tingin nyo wala nang chismisan? Hindi kasi kayo kasali sa GC ng mga empleyado nyo. Not to generalize naman, no, but imagine someone who has house help, a driver, tapos pagdating niya sa office, he has an executive assistant at his beck and call. Hindi rin naman natin masisisi kasi mas madali nga naman mag-call out ng orders kesa mag-chat, di ba? Or mag-online video conference or whatever. May taga-print ka pa ng documents, oh, di ba? And most importantly, may taga-brew ka ng coffee sa bahay. Eh, baka tatayo ka pa. Tapos nandiyan naman si middle manager. Eh, alam mo naman sila. Ipaglalabang talaga niya ng mga karapatan ng mga empleyado, di ba? Always. Yes, sir. Tama. Ang galing niyo talaga, sir. Opo, people need to be physically present. Oh, siyempre ganun, di ba?
Lahat ba ito nangyari sa inyo?
Hypothetical lang. And if by quote-unquote managing, ang ibig sabihin nila is making sure that butts are in seats and eyes are on screens, that taking credit, know that you are in danger of being obsolete. Kasi we understand that it's hard enough for you to stay relevant as it is.
Tapos kami na dagdagan ng isang araw.
At ang problema lang kasi, when we were forced to stay home, we all discovered that there was a different but just as viable way to do things. Tapos ngayon, coming out of the pandemic, it's as if we learned nothing. Make it make sense. Yun lang yung hinihingi ko. Make it make sense.
You know, I relayed that messaging to my colleagues. So one time may meeting kami dapat. Tapos meron kasing annoying thing dun sa isang meeting room na ang hirap magkabit ng stuff. Tapos sabi nung isa, sige, mag-online na lang tayo. Online. Kasi may iba ding, alam mo yun, mag-attend online. Tapos sabi ni Chuck, niya, ha, magagalit yung asawa ni Ham. Pumasok-pasok tayo tapos mag-online call. Naalala ko kasi, I was so frustrated one time. I mean, I think a year ago or more, na pumasok ako sa office, I realized, nasa calls lang ako all day, tapos super bad trip ako kasi ang traffic pa uwi. Tapos, ang init talaga ng ulo ko noon.
Alam mo, if you're really insistent on going back to where things were, that's all well and good. Just stop saying that as an organization, you're a leader of innovation. And don't tell me that you're at the forefront of the industry. Or at the very least, stop advertising yourself as a great employer. Yun lang naman eh. What you are is that Mercury drug branch that knows full well na mas maayos kung bibigyan mo ng number yung mga tao sa pila. But the manager insists na mas masaya pag yung mga tao nagsisikuhan tsaka nagtutulakan.
Ganun pa rin ba hanggang ngayon? I've never been to a Mercury drug recently because I always do grab pabili.
Hindi mawawala yung mga branch na yan. Depende kasi yan sa demographics. Merong mga hindi mapakali sa organization eh.
Kibuti ano, nag-i-improve yung Grab app. Kasi, di ba, kapag magpapabili ka ng gamot, kailangan may prescription. Tapos for some reason, yung messaging dun sa Grab driver, hindi ka maka-attach ng photo, kailangan picture lang. So, isasend ko yung photo sa phone mo, tapos pipicturean ko yung phone mo. But then later on, ano naman, meron ng option. So, di ba, yun ang continuous improvement.
Ay, para sa mga companies na tinatablan, syempre hindi kasali yung companies natin dito, di ba? Para lang sa mga companies na tinatamaan, what you are is that prehistoric Homo erectus tribe that discovered fire but insisted na ayaw amin apoy luto pagkain, gusto namin hilaw, salmonella, sarap, wala E. coli, wala lasa. Yun, kayo yun. Pero ako personally, we just established na mahilig ako sa sushi, di ba? So, syempre, doon ako sa hilaw. Ako kasi, there's nothing that motivates me more than yung mga days na, alam mo yun, na all your tasks for the day can be done outside the office. Pero you have to do it in the office anyway. Doon ako na kinikilig sa tuwa eh.
So, kung ilang days ka lang dapat papasok, if kailangan mo lang kasi talagang gawin yung tasks that you have to do in the office.
Hindi, pumapasok ako palagi. Huwag mo na ako talungin.
One day lang ba dapat?
Alam mo kung anong favorite kong gawin when I'm stuck in traffic? Mm. Yung ini-enumerate ko yung mga bagay na nagawa ko na sana. Ang saya nun eh. Hugas, tambak, pinggan, walis, dahon, garahe.
Oh, you do that?
Ayos, sira, syurak. Tagal-tagal mo lang din lanag sa akin. Dalawang palpalan din lanag sa akin.
At least naayos mo na. Thank you. Finally.
Kaya pagdating ko talaga sa bahay after ng struggle na yun sa traffic, nalulungkot ako.
Alam mo bang muntik ko nang palitan yung shoe cabinet na yun?
Pagbukas ko lang pinto ng bahay natin, pagpasok ko, nanggigigil ako na pumasok na ulit eh. Of course, there are tasks that cannot be done remotely. There are jobs na hindi option ng work from home. And for those who are able to do so, na mag-work from home, it is truly a privilege. And there are people who prefer being in the office. By all means, okay lang naman. That is well understood. And we cannot let that be unacknowledged in this conversation. Ang pinag-uusapan lang naman natin dito is the mandatory but unnecessary. What the so-called leaders need to understand is that by requiring days on-site just for the sake of being on-site, you are contributing negatively to society. Yun lang naman.
Are you done?
Isipin mo kung yung primitive pre-human, bigla siyang na-transport, na time travel siya to 2023, tapos tatanungin niya, bakit kaya wala na Homo erectus 2023? Saan kaya punta lahat? Pila Homo sapiens sa MRT, abot na naman hanggang baba hagdan.
Bakit ganyan magsalita?
Yung... bakit wala Homo erectus kahit isa? Ayaw lang namin gamit apoy. Ano nangyari? Yun lang.
Akala ko nag-stop ka na sa sushi and I was gonna say, wow, you went full circle with it.
Narinig ko lang naman lahat ng mga yun. The views and opinions expressed in this program ay pawang katang isip lang. I love my company. I am unbelievably happy with our jobs. In fact, I am extremely happy with your job. Pati kung iniisip, can it get any better than this?
What? Why are you happy with my job?
Kasi your time is always well spent. Natuwa ako. Alam mo yung kasabihan na choose a job that you love and you never work a day in your life? Tinatanong ko lang kung alam mo.
Although, alam mo ba, na-realize ko nga, parang inuurasan ko na lahat. Gets mo ba yung halimbawa may gagawin ka, diba? Tapos kailangan matapos ko to in 30 minutes. Para makamove on ako to the next. I don't know what's happening.
Good for you. I think I am done with being calm. I think this suits us better. Sabi nga ni Lisa Frankenstein, diba, coming of age. Aren't you tired of being diplomatic all the time?
Bakit pa parating kang may angst in every episode? Akala ko ba calm ka na dapat today?
Hindi! Ayoko na nga! Belated Happy Valentine's Day sa'yo. Alam mo, pinagtatawanan ko nga parati, di ba, yung pinsan ko, si Benny, nagtatrabaho sa quote-unquote IT company na hindi pwede ang work from home. Hello, internet!
Ano sabi mo, nagpapaypay kasi yung server? Well, ang mean mo talaga.
Naman, totoo naman, di mo naman pwedeng paypayan
yung... Anong totoo naman?
Hindi mo naman pwede paypayan yung server from home.
Diba? Pwede, kung mayroon ka ng mga fans, tapos you can talk to them through Alexa.
Pero nahirapan lang akong magtiwala sa, alam mo yun, trust issues sa IT experts who do not take advantage of the full power of the internet. Ayun lang naman. Pero speaking of Benny, magandang segue ito sa unang movie na pag-uusapan na atin, ha? Kasi si Benny, hindi nila naitatanong. At wala rin naman talagang nagtatanong. Siya ay self-proclaimed and proud ASEAN average daw siya.
He ano measured it. Nun?
With really? A ruler.
I never heard that. Kailan yun pinag-usapan?
Pag wala ka, syempre.
Bakit naman? May group chat na ako yung sarili. Di nyo ako sinasali.
Boys only.
For boys lang ba yun? I'll steal your phone one time tapos babasahin kung mga pinag-usapan
niyo. So, ayan lang. With a ruler daw, na hiniram lang niya sa kaklase niya.
Pumunta siyang CR.
I am not Big Bird. Medyo sawa na ako sa First Omen trailer.
I look away na nga eh.
Ang na-off kasi ako, gamit kasi nila yung Vikings theme song. Yung dum dum
dum dum dum dum dum. Ako, hindi ako niko type yung pa-backward pa sila ng lakad.
Ano ka, Tenet? Ano kala mo, Tenet? I am not Big Bird from Anima Studios and Black Sheep.
Napaisip tuloy kang Omen ba ay parang Tenet? Ano tawag dun? Ambigra? Ah, hindi, mali.
Hindi!
Basta, palindrome?
Hindi.
Ano?
I am not Big Bird na ako.
Ano ba? Nasa...
Anagram!
Anagram ba? Okay.
Anagram? Ambigram?
Di ano yung palindrome?
Palindrome siguro. Alam mo, listeners, sabihin nyo lang sa please. I am not Big Bird from Anima Studios and Black Sheep, directed by Victor Villanueva, written by Lilith Reyes and Joe Malabayan. Victor Villanueva and Joe Malabayan have previously collaborated on comedies like Cocina Kings, John and Marsha, Boy Bastos. Maririnig nyo rin si Mr. Joe Malabayan sa Tigas Tito Podcast where he reviews movies and talks about Tito topics. Parang nag-cameo nga siya dun sa bandang simula.
Sabi mo nga, nakilala mo nga siya kahit nakatalikod siya.
Hindi, galing, ako harap na, syempre.
Parang habang naglalakad siya.
Hindi ako sure, pero guess
sabi
ko lang.
Sabi mo, siya yun.
Tapos si Iyana Bernardes nga, kala natin may role din siya.
Oh yeah, malaki, did you find diba? Out? Nakalimutan ko palang i-research.
Cameo lang pala, kasi she's also a line producer here.
Akala ko parang callback to sa, hypothalamus.
wala naman sila sa Quiapo.
Alam ko, pero diba yung naglalakad siya, tapos may mga lalaki.
We said in our MIF, Maharlika Investment
film
segment weeks ago that as a matter of principle, we're going to watch I Am Not Big Bird. And watch it we did. Dahil sabi nga natin, we want to support Filipino movies that dare to be different than the usual mainstream offerings. Plus, we love Victor Villanueva's Patay na si Jesus. So in Victor Villanueva, we trust. I Am Not Big Bird stars Enrique Hill. 3 years na pala siyang nagpapahinga, no?
More than.
If I'm not mistaken, ang last niyang project was Make It With You.
And yung movie is Alone Together.
Talaga? Ayun, yun lang hindi ko sure. Pero yung Make It With You, hindi na kasi yung natapos, di ba? Ano nga bang karakter ni Enrique dun? Kasi si Liza yung parang conwoman na ewan sa Croatia, di ba?
Mayaman. Tawatin mo mayaman si Enrique Hill.
Ano ba siya? Heir ba siya or something?
I think so.
Kapag kinulot yung karakter, alam mo nang kakaibang Liza ang makikita mo dito. Iba pang members of the cast ng I Am Not Big Bird, Nico Natividad, Red Oliero, Pepe Herrera. Ang premise, si Enrique Hill and his friends went to Thailand for vacation at napagkamalan siya doon as the porn star Big Bird, who is apparently huge. in Thailand's underground porn industry. Benta yung trailer na may pa-quotes pa sila with laurel wreaths. Yung Hello,
oh, yeah.
Big Bird.
Yun yung Liza favorite Sumirago. Ko.
My writers wrote this. Chokoy. Ganda, man. Chris Nolan. Oppenheimer. Yun. Benta sa akin.
Yeah.
Natawa ako dun.
Nakakatawa naman talaga. After you said, diba, the first version
yung
of the trailer,
teaser,
wala kang naintindihan.
Oo. Hindi ko talaga naintindihan yung premise until I searched for it. Narinig ko from Red Oliero's podcast na guest si Enrique and si Direk Victor. I Am Not Big Bird pala is one of the films na gusto sanang sumali sa MMFF.
Oh.
Kaso hindi sila tinanggap.
Ganun.
Just like GG. Sabi pa ni Direk Victor, given how raunchy the movie was, they were worried that they were going to get an R18 rating.
Mm.
R18 means they lose a lot of cinemas.
SM cinema, sabi mo, di ba? Wala?
Oo, hindi yata sila talaga nagpapalabas ng R18. Hindi ko alam kung
ko,
hard rule
we
yun.
We got it all for you.
Apparently not. We got it all for you. Except R18 movies. Ganun dapat yung theme song nila. So, however, the panel said na naintindihan naman nila yung context ng mga kabastusan. And so, Direk Victor and the producers were relieved. Kasi R16 yung rating nila.
So parang Poor Things.
Oo. I would say it's a little mild for its R16 rating.
Yeah.
Baka first time kasi ni Enrique, so they were trying to be gentle. Hindi ko alam. Just last episode, yun nga eh, we talked about how internet cinephiles were worried about Poor Things getting an R16 rating but getting butchered with cuts and censored scenes. I realize na maraming kabastusan sa I Am Not Big Bird, but since it's a comedy, as it is, baka nga kaya pa tong ilaban na R13 eh.
Mm.
Kasi wala naman talaga explicitly pinakita.
Yeah.
Diba? Even some nudity lang, male or female, just for the shock of it, wala naman eh.
Kaya nga pag i-compare mo sa Poor Thing, hindi
na,
talaga. Maybe dahil Filipino movie to, so
maybe.
I don't know.
I think they still had room to push the envelope. And to be fair, effective naman yung intentional pixelation,
yeah,
not to hide stuff, but it was pretty useless at that.
Hindi kaya, may mga ano kaya yung outline of it is.
Yun nga, useless nga, it was barely hiding anything. But that was the joke in itself.
Kaya nga.
Before you tell me how you found the movie, maglalaro muna tayo.
Wow.
Trivia game lang. Mabilis lang.
Talo na naman ako dito.
Let's play Who's the Bigger Bird?
Karate Kid ba yan?
Basta, simple lang ang mechanics ha. Just guess kung sinong mas malaki sa kanila.
Mm.
Okay, yun lang.
Walang ano, in terms of, wala, okay.
Huwag na tayo mag-explain.
Okay.
KJ naman ko, explain pa natin. Okay, number one. Derek Ramsey or Sam Milby? Dalawang half-Filipino birds. Who's the bigger bird?
Derek Ramsey.
Derek Ramsey, sa'yo?
Mm. Ano ba sa'yo?
Ako yung game master.
Oh, akala ko we're competing tapos
hindi
first.
Hindi tayo nagko-compete. Ako yung game master. Derek, final answer.
Mm.
Derek, 5 feet, 11 inches. Sam, 5 feet, 11 inches din. Patas lang sila.
Walang point something?
Wala. Wala. Wala naman sa internet na point something. Ano ba?
Tingnan mo in centimeters. Baka may lamang.
Wag na. Okay na yun. Ano bang difference ng quarter of an inch? Buhok lang yun eh. Patas lang. So mali ka. Pero itong follow-up question ko. Kung pagsasabungin natin ang dalawang birds na to, kanino ka pupusta?
Si Derek.
Derek? Derek ka?
Mm.
Ako Sam ako.
Dahil?
Kasi si Derek, mukha siyang mas physically intimidating.
Yeah.
Ha? Pero feeling ko mas aggressive manukasi sa mga.
Okay.
Ah, ito, number two. Mm. Medyo giveaway ah. One on one on one.
What?
One on one on one. Tatlo. Tatlo yung options.
Okay.
Daniel Padilla, Richie Rivero, or Seth Fedelin? Who's the bigger bird?
Richie Rivero.
Richie Rivero. Sabi sa'yo, medyo giveaway ito kasi basketball
Hello?
Player.
Or malay ko ba kung anong height ng iba? Di lang sila nag-basketball.
Daniel Padilla, sabi ni Google ha, 5'11".
Ha? Huh? Magkasing tangkad lang sila nung iba?
Ewan ko. Well, medyo matangkad siya. Makikita mo naman eh, relatively, sa mga basketball game ng Star or Magic or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Pero
because
si Richie
Rivero,
nun. ay 6'1". Eh, oo nga, basketball player nga to. Si Seth Fidelin ay 5'7". Yay! Ding, ding, ding. Panalo ka.
Okay.
Kung pagsasabungin natin sila, kanino ka pupusta?
Kay Daniel Padilla.
Single ako, kaya pinag-aagawan ako.
Thank you, Pastor Q. Ako, Daniel Padilla din. I won't bet against Padilla blood. Yun lang. I mean, kahit ano pang circumstances, ha? Parang losing bet yun kung hindi ka pupusta sa Padilla blood.
Ah, wow, ah.
Ayan, thank you. Ano
parang wala kang ginagawa, pero I don't know. You still get it all.
Pero ito lang, ah. Medyo naglilin din ako towards betting on Seth.
Kasi?
Kasi underdog, eh. Alam mo yung cute little puppy na masakit mga gan.
Lalapitan mo, oh, you're so cute, you're so cute. Tapos biglang kakagating ka.
Ito, last na, number 3. Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Rodrigo Digong Duterte. Who's the bigger bird?
Si Duterte?
Digong ka?
Tinatry ko, hindi ko alam kasi kung nagsaslouch lang siya.
Digong. 5'7".
Oh, really?
Bongbong. 5'9".
Sabi na nga ba?
Talo ka.
Should have gone with my gut.
According to kami.com.ph, nabalay ba natin kung totoo yan? Ano ba naman nagtitiwala ba tayo sa internet?
Parang mas malaki kasi tingnan si Digong overall. Pero I feel like matangkad si Bongbong.
Baka personality.
Yun nga eh. Baka yung lapad yung iniisip ko.
Pero take it with a grain of salt.
Paano ba kasi nakukuha yung mga ganyang info, no? That's on the internet.
I doubt na may nag-verify talaga yan yung actual measurement. Ha? Pero kung pagsasabungin natin sila, kanino ka pupusta?
Siguro kay Bongbong. Feeling ko may ano eh. Yung mga nangyayari, feeling ko it's not what it looks.
Bongbong ka? Matatalo ka? Ako Digong ako. Parang more of lover kasi than fighter si Bongbong.
Eh kaya nga, may mga ways siya na hindi kailangan, alam mo yun, physical, violence.
Oh, pero wala siyang
single ako.
Eh, ano bang nangyayari dyan ngayon?
Kahit na. Ako Digong ako kasi kahit medyo parang hirap na siya ata maglakad. I think marami kasi siyang tricks up his sleeve eh.
Hindi ba si Bongbong din naman?
Pero si Digong kasi yung tipong may knife na nakatago sa sleeve ng long sleeves niya. Ganun yun eh. Tsaka I think si Digong meron siyang sore loser vibe eh. Alam mo yun, yung hindi yan magpapatalo quietly.
Kaya nga, ako kasi na-imagine ko dyan para siyang si Sumin ng Marry My Husband. Pero one step ahead si Bongbong. Hindi, one step ahead si Bongbong. Napag-isipan na niya yung mga yan.
We can prove it, okay.
And
pero
meron siyang, alam mo yun, army behind him.
Pero ako
him.
Digong pa rin ako. Kasi okay. Kung si Digong kasi pag mukhang matatalo na siya, siya yung biglang, ayaw na, secession na from the Big Bird Battle League. Okay lah, sige. Yan lang.
Single ako.
Oops, mali.
Kaya pinag-aagawan ako.
Yan na ang ating segment na Who's the Bigger Bird?
Alam na pala natin sa segment.
Wala. Tinatanong mo pa.
Ito na naman tayo eh. Ang dami. Kung meron man nakikinig sa atin, gusto na nilang malaman what you want to say about I am not Big Bird. Tapos
okay
ang dami
na,
mo na namang paligoy-ligoy.
Was I am not Big Bird as big as you expected? Go.
Well, sabi mo nga about No Hard Feelings starring Jennifer Lawrence, diba? We need more raunchy comedies like it since that genre seemed to have fizzled out over the years. So at least in the local landscape now, we also have I Am Not Big Bird. Yung degree of raunchiness for me kasi is a matter of personal taste. For me, ayoko ng masyadong explicit or graphic like porn. That's why I don't like porn. Tapos yung opening scene with the three thigh boys, I understand it was designed to be funny. Though funny naman nga siya nung binalikan yung nangyari sa isang character later. I guess too much sa akin yung first scene in the sense of what was shown there. And sabi mo nga sa patay ni Jesus, may ganun din. But dun kasi tapos na yung act eh. Yung product na lang yung nakikita.
Yun lang?
And ayaw nga nung graphic.
R13 lang yun eh.
Talaga? Pag ganun R13 lang? I think feeling ko yun yung pinaka-explicit, no?
Okay.
Kasi syempre alam mo naman yung other organs. Fake lang yun eh. kaya nag-work sa akin yung mga other scenes na hindi yung pinapakita ng buo, yung half lang, upper half. Especially that funny scene where imagination na lang. Not to spoil that good part about that movie. I also liked how it was a period piece. It was nice to reminisce on internet cards, fat desktop computers, tsaka YM. Diba dun tayo nag-uusap dati?
Buzz! Buzz!
Ano kami nilalaro natin? May mga games pa yun, diba?
Ewan ko, kalimutan ko.
It can also be thought of as an ode to Filipino comedies. And I liked how they got the best elements. Kaya hindi siya cringy for me. Halimbawa, yung mga fast-forwarded and slow-mo chase. It was funny actually with the Don't Touch My Birdie song. Para sa akin, it was done just right. Kasi wala yung mga what would be annoying slapstick stuff. And yung mga action scenes na hindi masyadong bugsh-bugsh-bugsh. Pero... parang ano lang, saktong timpla lang. Gusto ko rin yung tone aspect of the movie na akala mo serious drama mode. Pero funny pala, like yung between Enrique Hill and his fiance. Tapos si Enrique Hill, sabi mo nga, it's not his usual material. And his character was actually not trying to be funny. But it's the circumstances that he and the other leads become in and how they respond to it. That's how it becomes funny. Of course, yeah. It helps that Red Oliero was in his element. Lahat ng sinasabi niya nakakatawa. Kahit again, hindi mo siya nagpapatawa. Favorite ko rin yung head henchman ni Madam Deborah. He looks tough. Kaya all the funnier when his scene becomes funny. Ano ba siya? Thai ba siya?
Actually, na-impress ako na ang dami nilang mga bona fide Thai actors. Hindi yung mga Pinoy na nagpo-post lang as
kasi
Thai.
Kasi pwede naman.
Oo, pwede naman.
Alam ko nung nagpunta ako sa Phuket mag-isa dahil di mo ko sinamahan.
Nag-yacht tour ako.
Tapos ang lungkot pala nun kapag group tour, tapos ikaw lang yung walang kasama. Tapos, syempre yung mga... yung mga kasama ko, syempre mga Caucasians. And then, napapagkamalan akong local din. Kasi nga, di ba, Filipinos and Thais. They look similar.
Sawadika!
I know yung isang theme nung movie is how to be a bigger man with Enrique Hill's insecurities. Pero hindi ko lang masyadong na-pick up from the story what really he was insecure about more than the bird thing kasi yun naman yung isa nilang ini-imply yung fiancé kasi niya diba may certain complaint tapos yung mga friends niya meron din both of which were substantiated in a way but how it's wrapped up in his personality that was supposed to be resolved yun yung hindi ko masyadong nakuha. They traveled to Thailand and they didn't do so much obligatory touring shots unless yung mga pinuntahan nila yun pala yung compelling reason for you to go to Thailand. But I mean personally hindi ako na-enticed to visit Thailand from that movie, but it's also good kasi they focus more on the character's dynamic while being there rather than do a montage of yung mga obligatory sites that you have to visit. Overall, it's a good barkada comedy and a refreshing comeback for Enrique Hill given that it's something different.
Sabi nga natin, di ba, yung external ng isang mansion na tinatakasan nila. Parang ito yung mansion dun sa road killers.
Na-prove mo ba? Kinumpir mo?
Hindi ko na-prove, syempre. Wala pa namang streaming copy na Big Bird. Paano natin ipoprove?
Dapat in-imprint mo sa imagination, mas pinanood mo ulit yung road killers.
Pero ito lang, ha? I have a newfound respect for Enrique Hill. Not that he needs it.
From you.
First and foremost, for accepting this kind of project, it's not like his comeback movie will be a rom-com na hindi si Liza yung partner niya, di ba? Pero from all accounts, it seemed like he really had fun making I Am Not Big Bird. I previously said that I don't think he's as bankable a star on his own. I'm happy to be wrong. Mukha namang they generated a significant amount of interest. Eh, syempre, kasama na din dyan ang ABS-CBN marketing machine. It looks like there's an audience. Yung nasa harap nga natin sa pila nung manonood tayo ng Madam Web, eh, Big Bird ang hinahanap nila eh.
Ah, talaga?
Oo. Yung mom tsaka yung three daughters niya. Over 60 laman na ata sila nga. So, nothing to worry about.
Sige na, Madam Web na lang. Ganun.
Pero naintindihan ko naman. Kasi kung ako rin naman siguro sa lineup of movies dun sa, saan ba yun? Sa Newport?
Yeah.
I'd be hard-pressed to find a better way to bond for mothers and daughters. I guess yung novelty of it is also a factor. Kasi nga, sabi mo nga si Enrique, he doesn't normally do these things on screen. Di ko nga alam ko ba't sinasabi ko pa to eh. Agree naman ako sa lahat ng mga sinabi mo kanina.
That's a first.
Ano that's a first? Padalas kaya yun. Na-agree naman ako sa lahat ng sinasabi mo. Tsaka I subscribe to the happy wife, happy life philosophy.
Wow. parang hindi ko nararamdaman that you do outside of the recording.
Nakasubscribe lang ako. Sa Netflix din naman, nakasubscribe ako eh. Eh, yun lang. Hindi kasi normal kay Enrique. Malay natin kung in real life, baka normal lang sa kanya. Pero sa TV and movies, ibang-iba naman talaga.
Emo, serious, mayaman.
Parati siyang eredero. I recognize that the inspiration were Hollywood comedies of the 90s and 2000s. But in terms of Filipino films, I Am Not Big Bird reminds me of Andrew E. movies dahil sa pagkabastos niya. And Vong Navarro movies like Agent X44, Mr. Suave, mga ganun, because of the physical humor. Mm. I mean, I'm not saying that as a bad thing, ha, pero nakakatuwa lang din kasi we're returning to, diba, to those movies na medyo nag-die out kasi sila.
Hindi kasi ako masyadong fan ng mga ganun if I watch them again now. Kaya what I like here is kinuha lang nila yung mga gusto ko at least personally na parts.
Pero in general naman kasi talaga with all comedies, some jokes won't land and some jokes will. Some harder than others and it's going to be different from person to person. After watching I Am Not Big Bird, there's a lingering sense of don't think about it too much kasi after all, their primary goal was magpatawa.
Mm.
Natawa ka naman. I mean, yeah, okay na yun kung natawa ka naman. I was just hoping that some plot lines and character arcs were a bit tighter.
Mm.
Kasi I believe that it had the potential to be a Filipino comedy classic.
Parang Four Sisters and a Wedding?
Pwede. Nabastos.
Kasi apat din sila.
I have to say though, it had some memorable scenes. All the great comedies do. It also has some heart. Yung barkada confrontation scene was a great showcase of that. Yung drama, pero comedy pa rin.
Dahil may pixelated stuff.
When that was happening, I was thinking, yes, this is the way to do it. Diba?
Yeah.
I really hope na kumita naman sana sila ng malaki. Ang downside lang nun, ang film industry kasi natin has bandwagon tendencies. Well, hindi lang naman sa atin, but kahit naman sa Hollywood eh. If studios see a hit, all of a sudden, everybody wants a share of that pie eh.
Mm.
Then before you know it, people are tired of the same thing. Kaya pag mga ganito, when you get a shot, you really need to go all in. And hopefully, the studios understand that people are watching not only dahil bastos siya, but because it's different.
Mm.
I was saying earlier na feeling ko papasa pa to ng R13. I think it's actually a great opportunity for our studios. Kasi they can release the mothers and daughters cut sa sinehan. Then eventually, they can unleash the full Victor Villanueva, you think streaming? You've seen it all, cut on Netflix. Diba?
Yeah.
Pwede yun eh. Basta ang sure lang ako. I can't believe I'm saying this, ah, but in the battle of former on-screen partners between Lisa Frankenstein and I Am Not Big Bird,
I think no
Enrique
question
Hill
naman
is the bigger bird.
Yo, but kaya naman naging bigger bird si I Am Not Big Bird. It's not because kay Liza doon sa kabila.
I know. Alam ko naman.
Si Liza was parang the bigger thing din naman sa Lisa Frankenstein,
alam
right?
Alam ko naman. Personal experience lang naman.
No, movie-wise you mean.
Oo. In my personal opinion only. Okay. Alam mo, this is a great jumping off point. Kasi si Ashley Rivera, who plays Enrique's girlfriend in I Am Not Big Bird, bago pa siya maging artista, I think she started as an internet content creator, as Petra Malibuyak.
Ano?
Yun ang YouTube name niya ata.
Oo, ang ganda. Oo. Petra Malibuyak.
Bago pa siya naging bubblegum comedian in all the movies.
Oo, sa bubblegum ba siya?
Oo, nasa bubblegum siya.
Kaya pala medyo familiar yung face niya.
Mag-break muna tayo dito.
We're talking about As If It's True after the break.
Hi, my name is Mark Adem and I'm the host of Quen Talks the Podcast, a podcast show that we can discuss different hot trending topics from love, social media, politics, and many more. May pagkulitan, makipagkwentuhan lang dito sa Quen Talks the Podcast. See you there!
A as if it's true. It was fun when you did the info dump last week for APAG. So the info dump is on you once again. Come on, impress us. But not too much. Ha? Don't make me look too bad.
Ano ba yan?
Go.
As if it's true, it was a Cinemalaya entry and now it's available on Netflix to stream. Yung premise niya, there's this social media influencer, Gemma Stone, played by Ashley Ortega, and a musician, James. Yata siya nagkaroon ng apelido, no? Played by Khalil. Well, di rin naman totoong pangalan ng Gemma Stone. Si Gemma Stone, as an influencer, she wasn't having strong viewership anymore. Tapos si James naman, di siya sumisikat. And then implied din na meron siyang mental health problems. They decided to fake a relationship to capitalize on each other for viewership and all. And then it'll turn out to be not entirely fake. So this was directed by John Rogers, a freelance video editor siya and writer. One of the writers for Lyric and Beat on I Want TFC. Pinapanood mo to, di ba?
Oh, napanood ko yun.
Natapos mo ba yun?
Oh, si ano yun eh? Si Andrea Brillantes yun eh.
Tapos meron daw siyang...
Single ako! Kaya pinag-aagawan ako.
Sorry. Thank you, Pastor Q.
Tapos meron din siyang short film, Dana Jung, noong 2019. That was part of the 2019 Sinag Maynila Film Festival short film selection. So yung mga info na yun, nandun yun sa cinemalaya.org website.
Galing mo mag-site, ha?
Isa lang. O diba, yung pinakamadali pag isa lang yung source mo. First time ko mapanood actually si Ashley Ortega. Dapat ba napanood ko na siya somewhere else? Hindi ko lang siya
na
nakilala.
Naman eh.
Bakit?
Fine, kasi GMA siya.
Oh, bakit? And actually, nagustuhan ko siya kasi maraming angles, especially with a certain hairstyle that she reminds me of Elizabeth Olsen. Ay, di ka na naman mag-agree kahit totoo naman. Tapos si Khalil, di ba? We've seen many times na. So it's nice to see more range from him in this film. Oh, ikaw, what did you think about As If It's True? Diba? Diba ganun mo ako gusto magtanong?
Ganyan! Nainggit ako sa spinach pizza na kinain ni Gemma Stone.
Alam mo, nakatawa kasi yung mga pinapanood natin sa Netflix, it influences what we're gonna eat next. Diba yung APAG, namimili sila ng alimango, nag-crave ako ng crab, so nag-order tayo.
Napakadali natin masway, no?
Kaya nga eh, tapos sabi mo, Angel's Pizza yan, tapos hindi. Kasi may portion ng box na napakita eh.
Luma na yun eh.
Ha?
Baka bago na yun.
Baka Domino's.
Baka Domino's.
Or Shakey's. Hindi ba yung Shakey's?
I don't think so.
Sige, mag-order tayo ng iba't ibang pizza.
Wala na. Tapos na yung craving ko sa spinach pizza.
Pizza nga. Not necessarily creamy spinach.
Okay.
Para lang maita natin anong box yung nandun, kinakain niya.
Eh, sinabi mo nga, di ba? Hindi tayo familiar sa works ni Ashley Ortega. The movie, though, was as much an Ashley Ortega acting showcase as it was Khalil's. The concept was very timely. The film was a great exploration of internet life versus real life. When everything is potential content, what else is left? Kasi yung dating sa akin. Yeah. Eh. I know some people do not like it when movies are vague. They can't take it when movies aren't being straight with them.
Mm-hmm.
Gets ko naman, but I really liked how we are made to guess which aspects of their relationship are real and which are not.
Mm.
Or possibly, that was the point of it all.
Yeah.
Na how the boundary between the two are blurred until they can't even tell.
Kahit sila, di ba?
Yun nga eh.
Yun yung gusto ko eh, kasi tayo, di na natin ma-discern. Tapos, the way it was made, it's also that the characters themselves can't also tell anymore.
Exactly. Although Gemma and James are internet personalities, the lessons still apply to the general populace because everyone on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever, except us, we never really used Facebook, no? Until this podcast.
Yeah.
And as much as we think that vlog-vlog and iyak-iyak and sayaw-sayaw is beneath us, the reality is we're just chasing clout as much as they are. No matter how we justify it, we're just struggling to be relevant like them. Yung struggle nga ni Khalil, di ba, na kahit anong gawin niya, no one cares?
Mm.
Well, hello.
Kahit anong rant mo about stuff outside of TV and film.
Kaya nga, I am done with being calm. I am done with being diplomatic.
Kasi kahit anong namang gawin mo,
coming
same lang.
Coming of age.
Okay. It was interesting to see how social media influencers live. Sabi mo nga, di ba, common pala yung nag-rent sila ng pretty house para maganda sa videos.
Oo, issue na yun dati sa mga vlogger.
Talaga? Oo. Paano siya naging issue?
Na, kasi hindi naman talaga nila bahay or whatever.
Ako noong una, I thought, nabili niya yung bahay na yun with all her income.
Eh, yun nga ang pinapalabas. Ah. Yun nga ang optics, supposedly, okay, sa videos.
Just thinking about it, you have to make videos all the time, staging appearances for content, nakapagod. So, credits to them din naman na...
Eh, kahit naman tayo, din naman talaga tayo nag-uusap outside this podcast eh.
Sinabi mo na rin naman how the movie itself represents how we see social media and people in it. We don't really know what's real or not. Yun nga yung gusto ko rin dun eh, na hindi natin alam if yung ginagawa nung one character, is it out of genuine feelings na ba? Or is it still to gain positive response from followers?
I think ang point nga ay hindi na rin kasi nila talaga alam.
Kaya nga. They also drew the line on up to what level they would represent mental health in the material. Kaya okay rin naman yung more of ginamit lang siya in the context of, again, followers in mind, rather than really exploring yung mental health issues nung character ni Khalil. Yung favorite part ko actually was yung parang broken soundtrack. Dun sa when matatapos na yung movie. And even though there was this feeling of, ano yun, yung sinabi mo ang vagueness na tayo rin naman after ng movie, it does accurately represent na ganun talaga yung mga nakikita natin on social media.
Eh, this is the time that we're living in right now.
Kaya ako ano eh, parang, di ba, I have to be on Facebook kasi ako ang pinapapost mo. Minimize ko yung nandun ako sa personal account ko. Kaya puro mga reels tuloy yung nakikita ko about Friends, Modern Family.
Na-spoil ka tuloy sa Marry My Husband.
Oo, na-spoil ako parati sa Marry My Husband. Kasi nga parang, kasi ba may tendency ka na after you do a post, parang you tend to linger. Tapos, ayoko na kasing masyadong makakita ng about other people. Kasi diba, yun naman yung isang negative impact of social media, parang you tend to doom compare scrolling yourself. I mean, apart from the doom scrolling, yung impact of it, na parang, okay, diba, parang, ah, ginagawa niya to, buti pa siya, whatever, yung ganun. So, doon na lang ako sa mga reels of past movies, puro ang dami ko ng friends na mga scenes na tapos alam mo yung alam mong wala nang bago kasi umulit na yung nakita mo.
pero as if it's true, yes, diba? Sabi mo, yun lang naman yung naanap, dami-dami kasing sinasabi. We still have a conversation with Marga and one more movie in the agenda for this episode.
Kimetsu no Yaiba and Madam Web after this.
Okay, we have Marga with us. Sabi niya kasi Kimetsu no Yaiba is one of our newer anime faves. Pag nag-message ka sa Please Pause, we don't just message back. We will call you. So, here we are. Napanood namin yung start ng Hashira training arc in IMAX. Pero wala talaga kaming alam sa Demon Slayer, eh, Marga.
I even won't hate you for actually getting invited to a premiere. You have nothing, you have no information about it. I won't even hate you for that. Promise. Pero nag-enjoy ba kayo?
Oh, yeah, actually.
Masaya naman. Oo, tsaka let's just confidently walk in. Like, we know what's going on.
Huwag ipahalata yung Google search on the phone. Yeah. What Demon Slayer is about.
Yes.
Just when we're about to get inside the cinema.
So, please give us a quick explainer. Tapos may mga tanong kami after.
Sige.
Go.
Alright. Okay, go. So, Kimetsu no Yaiba or Demon Slayer. First of all, it's a good anime to start with if you're just getting into anime because it has that story na medyo relatable sa mga Pinoy. So, syempre, you have the lead whose name is Tanjiro. The guy with the green jacket, yung baka nakalimutan
yung nakuha naman namin yun, I think.
Si Tanjiro. Diba? So, ano siya, so after his father died, ano, poor talaga sila. So he, as the eldest son, he became the breadwinner. So one day, when ang business kasi niya is nagsisell siya ng charcoal at saka gumagawa siya ng mga little odd jobs sa village to support his family. Now, one of the notable things about Tanjiro na even before he became a swordsman, ano na siya talaga? may strength na talaga siya. May talent na talaga yung bata. Mm. Uncommonly strong for a boy, ganun. So, one time, ano, he went to another village, left his family behind, na kung nanood kayo ng Fushigi Yugi before, yung sa pamilya ni Tamahome, it's the exact same thing. So, he left his family behind, and then he was supposed to go back on the same night kasi ayaw niyang naiiwan yung family niyang mag-isa. And they live sa liblib na lugar sa mountains, snowy mountains pa. Pero he came across someone sa nung paakyat siya, sabi, stay here for a night kasi delikado na paggabi. There are dangers in the forest at night. So sabi niya, sige, mabait naman si sir. So he stayed for the night. And the next day when he came home, ayun nga, napatay yung kanyang family ng isang demon. Yun ang kanyang villain story. Hindi. Yun ang kanyang origin story. No, he's not a villain. He had a big family. So his mom, he had several siblings. Tapos, syempre namatay lahat except for one. Yun si Nezuko, yung girl, yung kapatid niya.
I think we got that.
Yeah, okay, good. Diba? So, fortunately, may isang nabuhay. Kaya lang, she also turned into a demon. And the reason kung bakit naging swordsman si Tanjiro is because when someone tried to kill his sister, so isa pang slayer, whose name is Giyu. Wala siya dun sa moving na panood nyo dun sa umpisa. Wala siya. Wala siya. So when he came across them, he was supposed to kill yung sister niya. Pero na-notice niya na they were protecting each other, and for a demon, uncommon din na instead of killing a human, nag-restrain siya, si Nezuko. She really couldn't kill her brother. So dun pa lang, nakita na ni Giyu, at siya ang naging reason, okay, go and train to be a swordsman. Bring your sister with you para mahanapan nyo ng cure. Yun.
Alam mo, tanong ko, sa world ba nila, normal lang na may mga demons? Alam ba lahat ng mga tao? Nagkalat yes. lang ba sila?
Known siya na it's a problem. But of course, it's feudal Japan. Parang alam lang nilang may mga nagpapatayan, pero hindi nila alam na demons actually. Mm-hmm. Pero it's well known. Parang ano lang yan, government lang yan eh. Alam ng government na may nangyayari sa likod. Pero they have a different department handling that. And that's the corpse kung saan parte si Tanjiro.
Paano pala naging demon yung sister?
Ano, when they're killed kasi, of course, pag ano kasi yun eh, ang sabi nila pag na-inject yung blood. So, if the demon's blood gets into your body, tapos hindi ka namatay.
Hindi ka namatay.
Kasi, ano, hindi lahat ng human forms kayang tanggapin yung demon blood. So, nung namatay yung mga kapatid ni Tanjiro and mom niya, Nezuko was the only one who survived kasi she could withstand the blood. Which is a big plot point din in Demon Slayer. Pag pinanood niyo siya from season 1, pag nag-decide kayo.
Na nagsustudy sa kanya.
So, patapos na ba meron. To? Ano ba to? Patapos na ba to? Nakailang seasons na ba to? Bumasok kami sa sinihan, di talaga namin alam.
you actually entered season 4 eh. Season 4 yung pinasok niya sa anime. Pero the story itself, it's already done. So, I read the manga from start to finish when I first started watching it. It ended gitna ng pandemic, I think 2020 siya. Right before the pandemic hit, patapos na siya.
Ano, may mga tanong ka pa ba? Kasi ako marami pa akong tanong. So, ito yung gusto kong itanong kay Marge. Bakit yung isang kalaban nila na demon may bukol sa ulo? Ano yun?
Okay, so ganito siya. When you become a demon, meron kang unique talent. Lagi kang may unique talent.
Talent na yung bukol, ano? Oh,
diba siya yung demon na lumiliit? Yun ba yung sinasabi nyo? Siya ba yung lumiliit? Tumalaki?
Basta siya yung hinahabol nila.
Yung tumatakbo. Oo, siya yung tumatakbo. Yun. Oo. So, ano siya? Siyempre, hindi man unique talent yung bukol. Pero, ang unique talent ng demon na yun, one of the more powerful demons sa kanila is, he can actually split himself into different beings. Kaya di ba yung kalaban, napansin nyo nila Tanjiro, iba-iba. Different powers, may wings, may thunder, may iba't ibang, ganun siya, he can split himself.
Ah, okay. Yun. So, hindi niya power yung bukol.
Hindi niya power yung bukol. Yun lang yung
galing niya sumagot. Tapos ganyan yung mga tanong mo.
No, it's fine. Mas maganda nang alamin nyo. Di ba yung isa, nakita niya nasa pot siya?
Wala kami nakitang ganun. Hindi yata kasali yun.
Hindi mo sinama sa movie. Dapat kasama niyo doon. Baka hindi niya napansin. Kasi isang arc lang yun eh. Isang arc lang yun. Dalawang demon yung kinalaban nila. Yung isang may bukol and isa na lumalabas siya sa pottery tapos
hindi siya sinama sa previously on Demon Slayer.
Wala. O sige. Ayun.
Pottery part. Kasi nakalabas na siya eh. Hindi na natin nakita saan siya galing.
Ah, baka yun. Ay, hindi. Oo. Basta yun. Anyway,
yung kalaban niya yung ano, yung sino yun? Si Love? Si Miss?
Ano? Ano?
Ah,
okay. Si ano? Si Love Hashira.
Yeah,
ayun.
Yung kalaban yung Isa.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, sige. For context, ha? For context. So, Tanjiro is a swordsman, di ba? And like any military, meron niyang mga top officers.
Hmm.
So, yung top officers, yun yung mga Hashira. Yun yung nakita nyo sa movie na si Muichiro na yung siya yung Mist, yung maliit na bata na mahabang ang buhok, na parang yung memories niya kailangan i-unlock. Basta yun, yung guy na yun, yung maliit na malakas. Tapos yung girl na nakalabas yung boobs.
Si yeah. That was what I was gonna say.
Yeah. Ayun, kasama siya. Tapos, like any ano military formation, there are really experts. And sila yung experts, yung dalawang yun. Tanjiro is not an expert. He's like barely, parang rank and file pa lang siya. Rank and file pa lang siya. Pero yung mga Hashira, sila na yung matataas. Kaya sobrang lakas nila.
Oh, medyo nag-gets naman namin yun kasi nagmi-meeting sila eh. Yung mga nagmi-meeting.
Anim sila, di ba?
Pero you brought this up, no? Isa yun sa mga tanong ko eh, nakalista dito sa listahan ko. Mm-hmm. Bakit yung ibang Demon Slayer labas yung cleavage?
Si Mitsuri.
Si Mitsuri. Yung, di ba pink yung buhok niya? Ano ba to?
Like a crush on one of the Hashiras.
Yes, crush niya si Obana, yung snake naman. Siyempre, to explain then, of course, when you're in power, siyempre mataas na yung mga posisyon nila, di ba? They can dress themselves however they like. And actually, si Mitsuri, this is not a spoiler for anyone who watches the movie, who watched the anime. Kasi ang backstory ni Mitsuri is, all her life, she was being forced into a role of a woman na docile. Ganun yung buhay niya.
Oh na before my gosh, she may naging, explanation pala talaga.
Oo, before siya naging part ng corpse, all she wanted was to get married to a good man. Pero ang problema is, once nakikilala siya, umaayaw yung lalaki sa kanya. So, kasi very out there siya. Yung buhok niya, makulay. She actually started dyeing her hair black para lang maging acceptable siya sa suitors. Tapos, one of her key behaviors is sobrang lakas niyang kumain. As in, sobrang lakas niyang kumain. And she has very outlandish ideas.
Wild.
Wild siya talaga. So, lagi siyang hindi nakaka-attract ng suitor. And that's why she went to the corpse. That's why she became a swordsman. Kasi she wanted to find someone stronger than her. Nakakayanin siya. Na alam niyang mamahalin siya for who she is. Kasi kaya yung mas malakas sa kanya. Eh, problema, nakarating na siya sa Hashira level. Wala pa rin mas malakas sa kanya. So, pero si, yun nga, si Obanai ang ano niya, ang love niya.
Hindi ko in-expect na may sagot yung tanong ko.
Okay, tapos from cleavage to this, di ba?
Ito, tingnan natin kung may sagot ka dito, Marga.
Sige.
Bakit yung mga villagers, yung mask nila, bakit ang haba ng muso na? Hindi ko tinatanong kung bakit sila nakamask ka. Wala akong pakialam doon. Bakit ang haba ng muso na
mask? Yun yung totoo nilang mukha. Ibang creature sila. Tapos biglang, ay, mask pala.
Oo, di ba yun yung mga types ng mask sa Japan? To again, different types. I don't know the origin of the look of the mask. Pero basically, they're not allowed to show their faces, di ba? Kasi yung village kung saan nangyari yung battle, it was not supposed to be known. Ito kasi yung village kung saan ginagawa yung mga swords ng mga slayer. Bawal siyang malaman ng demons kasi it's an uber secret location. It's where the weapons are being made. Pati yung mga appearances ng mga swordsmith, bawal silang makita. Mm. So everyone has different appearances. And it's the crazy mask ng nung time na yun ng Japan ng ano, talagang ganun siya. Hindi ko alam kung bakit mahaba ang uso. Pero talagang clownish talaga yung looks nila lahat. Tapos walang ni isa.
Ang theory ko lang para mas madaling humigop ng sabaw.
pwede, di ba? Bakit kailangan mahaba yung ilong? Kasi nasa mountain sila. So syempre, mas manipis yung oxygen. Baka kailangan mas mahaba yung ilong. May mga ganun, di ba? Pero yun yung reason for the masks. Not the muso, sorry. I don't have the answer for the muso.
Ah, walang sagot si Marga sa muso.
Oo, I can't answer it eh.
Oh, kaya listeners, kung alam nyo bakit mahaba yung
parang gusto ko talaga i-Google search.
Let us know.
Yung isa kong question, yung sino ba yung may isang character kasi na dumating dun, diba? Nung patapos na yung movie, na mukhang siya yung loko-loko or clownish character. Yung naka-yellow na polo.
Ah, naka-yellow. Ang buhok ba niya is yellow din, tapos
yung
orange sa dulo.
Yung may crush kay Nezuko.
Mm. Ah, okay, si Zenitsu. Yeah. ano sila Three Musketeers. So, ang usually kasama ni Tanjiro, besides yung sister siya, sister niya, there are two others na lagi niyang kasama. Isa si Zenitsu, yung naka-yellow. And the other one, hindi ko alam kung napakita na siya dun sa movie, is si Inosuke, yung naka-boar head.
Oh, pinakita din siya.
Sila ang Three Musketeers. So, they always have adventures together. And if I'm not mistaken, pinakita na nila yung training na gagawin nila. In-explain ba sa inyo kung bakit may training?
Pinakita na maraming nagte-training, nagsimula na siya. Oo, I guess kasali siya sa first episode.
Okay. Oh, ito, I'll explain why.
Sige.
I'll explain why.
Piling ko sinabi, nakalimutin ko lang.
Ito kasi if you don't watch talaga, medyo mahirap intindihan kung bakit sila iti-train. Well, military,
I just assumed they were preparing for battle. I mean, yes. Okay.
Kasi parang, di ba, ang sabi, dumadami na yung demons bigla. Tapos yes. Nawawala, napupunta sa some other dimension. Something like that. Di ba ganun? Yung pagtalan nila, biglang naging parang Inception-like. And then, bumalik sila sa dating mundo.
Yes. Tama may isa kasing, kasi like the demons, di ba, may mga unique powers sila. Yung sa kalaban na side, sa mga demon side, meron silang isang demon na ang powers niya is kaya niya mag-create ng different dimensions.
Oh,
when you're in battle with that demon, you would think na hindi mo sila matatamaan kasi kaya niya ulit palitan yung location whenever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sige, about the training. So, do you remember sa mukha ni Tanjiro, di ba may malakas siyang balat, di ba?
Mm.
So, all,
mark.
Yeah, all this while, akala niya birthmark, which is true. It is a birthmark. Pero it also has a significance in unlocking someone's powers. So, pansin nyo, bawat isang slayer sa kanila, bawat isang swordsman, meron din silang specific type of swordsmanship. Hangin ka ba? Love ka ba? Water ka ba? Mist ka ba? Fire. Ganon.
Snake ka ba? Okay.
Oo, snake. Oo, meron talaga. Iba-iba talaga sila ng manifestation. So, napansin ni Tanjiro na pag siya, kailangan niya talaga ng surge of power. Yung desperate na, mamamatay na siya. Meron siyang gagamiting technique, which is based on fire breathing. Fire yung sa kanya. Yun pala, nagmamanifest pala yung powers na yun because of the mark on his forehead. So, pag lumalabas yung mark na yun, lumalabas yung true powers mo. Parang unlike anything you've had before. Now, sa kanya, obvious yun sa kanya kasi kita yung birthmark. Pero si Muichiro, yung isang swordsman na maliit, na malakas, sa kanya din, nagmanifest din yung mark na yun. So now, the training is to activate yung mark na yon sa lahat ng swordsman nila.
Yeah, I remember. Pati si Love ata, meron din.
Meron din siya. Sa dibdib yun sa kanya. So, tried and tested. Saan talaga makikita.
That was what the meeting was about, diba? Parang may inggitan pang nangyari kasi dalawa lang silang may mark. Tapos yung iba wala pa. Tama.
Yes.
Kaya nga, kailangan mag-train para mapalabas yung mark.
Yes.
Kasi so, pinakwento sa kanila, ano bang nangyari before they pass out or something like that. Kasi after ata, dun lumabas yung mark.
Yes.
Tama ba?
Exactly. Wow. Nung lumabas yung mark, so syempre, they became powerful. And of course, kung tapos na yung kalaban nila, namatay na, pagod ka na nun eh, kasi nilabas mo na lahat.
Mm.
Kumbaga, para lang yung ano, 100% ni Taguro. So pag lumagpas ka na dun sa 100%, deads ka na after. Kasi wala na eh, nilabas mo na lahat. So that's exactly what they're aiming for sa lahat ng Hashira or pillars in English, na lumabas lahat yun.
Pillars pala yun sa English? Okay.
Oo, pillars ang tawag nila. Hashira doon sa original.
Pala ako, ano ibig sabihin ng title? Ano ulit yun? Kaibiyo,
Kimetsu. Kimetsu. No, yeah, iba.
Ano ibig sabihin?
Demon Slayer.
Ayun yung Demon translation? Slayer.
Well,
the very simple translation of it.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a more Japanese literal translation for it. Pero in the English, it's just Demon Slayer.
Kala ko subtitle siya to Demon Slayer. Tapos something something.
Hindi.
Yan talaga yan. Oh, yeah. Diba, kami nyo na nalalaman?
Oo.
At I feel parang mas naintindihan ko pa yung movie kaysa kay Mike.
Naintindihan ko naman.
Medyo obsessed ka dun sa mga questions mo na hindi masyadong
hindi plot-driven. Hindi siya plot-driven questions. Buti ba siya, eh? Plot-driven ang questions.
Baka may gusto ka pang i-share about like mga facts about the movie that the listeners can appreciate pa.
For me, again, like what I said earlier, it's a good anime to get into kung magsa-start ka. let's say matagal ka na hindi nanood or you've never watched anime before, I know it's always a toss-up between Attack on Titan or Jujutsu Kaisen. Ito yung mga bagong sikat ngayon. Pero for me, Demon Slayer is so much more relatable, tas mas cute kasi siya for me, kahit na hindi cute yung story. Hindi talaga siya cute. Oh, morbid talaga siya. As in, it's one of the more painful stories that I've read and watched recently. Read kasi pag gusto ko talaga ang anime, I read the manga talaga. And I really read it until the end. Tapos, siguro ano, actually, I want to ask the two of you, did it make you curious to actually watch it?
Actually, napanood ko sa Netflix yung first two episodes. Siguro tutuloy ko pag sinibag. Pero enjoy naman. Feeling ko nga, expert na ako sa Demon Slayer ngayon eh. Kasi, maraming salamat.
Yeah.
Crash course. na dapat ginawa natin bago natin pinanood.
No, it's fine.
Marga, meron ka bang ipopromote na pwede nilang pakinggan or kung saan ka nila mahanap?
Sure. So recently, I've been part of Empowered Talks. So I'm a guest host on that with Roma Miklat. I'm a rotating host. So I'm not officially part of the podcast, pero I'm a rotating host. Pero I hope you guys get to listen to Empowered Podcast. So we're just on hiatus now, pero we'll come back soon. And it's a bit of a departure from what we used to do in Madden Manila. So this time, it's more lifestyle, it's more opinion-based. Hindi katulad before, we were just doing news. So I hope people get to check out Empowered Talks.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
So you're welcome. I'm so happy you watched anime. I love anime. As in, I have a lot of stuff actually ng Demon Slayer sa bahay. I have a lot. I have Nendoroids. I have Funko Pops. My dogs, nung nasa Baguio kami recently, I dressed them up. So my boy dog, siya si Tanjiro. Tapos yung female dog ko, siya si Nezuko. Tapos people were shouting at them sa Burnham Park kasi talaga sinisigaw, Tanjiro, Nezuko, ganun. Ayun. So si Nezuko, pwede rin yung mga gat. Yung asa ko kasing babae, pwede rin yung mga gat. Ganun.
Mainit na diskusyunan.
Masarap na kwentuhan.
Malinamnam na usapan.
At nakakagising na balitaktakan.
Parang kape lang. My name is Jeff.
And I'm Weya Angeline.
Join us in our conversations at Coffee na lang Dear Podcast.
Uy, kung meron pala sa inyo mga listeners na gusto ng Demon Slayer na photo cards, just message us. Papadala namin sa inyo. Makikita nyo sa reel namin. Tingnan nyo lang sa Instagram, nandun sa reel kung ano yung tsura ng photo cards.
Parang napaka-unwilling mong magbigay.
Alam ka naman, i-describe ko dito. Di ba?
It's a card. Measurements.
It's a square.
Is it a square?
More or less.
Black and white or full color?
Full color. In a
glossy,
mostly black box.
Or matte finish?
Glossy finish lahat. 16 photo cards ata. Actually, hindi ko mali ata bilang ko, pero anyway.
Okay.
Just message us, papadala namin sa inyo. Isa lang yun, ha? So, don't you all message us all at once.
Oh,
isa lang yun.
Baka ngayon ka pa makakuha ng surge that you wished for nung raffle mo. Photo cards over pera pala to eh.
Okay na. Let's talk about Marvel. Deadpool 3 trailer just came out and it's going to be Deadpool and Wolverine. The trailer looks really fun.
Pero ito namang fun ng Deadpool. It never disappoints.
Fantastic Four cast has been announced. Pedro Pascal is Mr. Fantastic. Vanessa Kirby, Invisible Woman. Joseph Quinn is the Human Torch. Si Eddie Munson. Si Ebon Moss Backrack is the Thing. It's always exciting, no, when actors you like from other movies or series gets cast in something you're looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Si Cousin, Ebon Moss Backrack, nasa Punisher din siya.
Sino siya doon?
Siya yung sidekick ni Punisher. Sa season 1 pa ata yun.
Oh really? Hindi ko napansin.
I guess he joins the long line of actors who appeared as different characters in the MCU. Fantastic Four will be directed by Matt Shackman, director of WandaVision.
Ah.
It's the best time in a movie's life cycle right now.
Kasi ano?
Everything is hype.
Yeah.
Scrodinger's movie, until you open the box and see it with your own eyes, it's simultaneously bad and good or anything in between.
Unlike itong Madam Web. Is that the segue?
Nadali mo! And then we have Madam Web. Now, We can't just talk about spider people without doing another round of Who's the Bigger Bird?
What? Ba't naging related sa spiders ang bird?
Who's the Bigger Bird? Spider-Man edition. Okay. Siyempre, napaka-objectifying naman kung spider-women edition itong ginawa natin, di ba? Who's the Bigger
know,
Bird?
I know. I was just into what's the kinalaman of birds sa spider.
Spider-Man edition, okay? Mm. Just guess. Who's the bigger bird? Okay. Mm. Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland. Who's the bigger bird?
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield? Mm. Masyado bang pamigay yun?
Mm, not sure. Baka nami-mislead lang ako.
Tobey, 5'8". Andrew, 5'10". Mm. Okay, syempre giveaway na. Si Tom Holland, pandak siya. 5'7 lang
pandak
siya.
Pandak ba talaga siya? Mali. Akala ko
lang. Obvious naman siya na siya yung pinakamaliit sa kanilang
lahat. Dahil bata siya kayo.
Hindi. Okay. Kanino ka pupusta pag nagsabong sila?
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey? Ako Tom ako.
I don't know. Feeling ko ano siya eh. Kasi siya yung pinaka-matanda. So, pinaka-experience. Marami na siyang... alam mo yung... wise and over time, marami siyang... I mean, iba yung question mo sa kung sinong favorite ko, di ba?
Si Tobey Maguire, ang pinaka-experienced sa kanila. Ako kay Tom ako. Magaling sa gymnastics si Tom Holland eh.
Now that you say that.
Tumatumbling yun eh.
Oo nga. Pwede. Pagtuka kasi yung nai-imagine ko eh.
Paano mo tutukain kung tumatumbling siya, nagbo-backflip siya, nagsa-somersault siya, hindi mo mahabol si Tom
sige,
Holland.
Sige, sige, sige. Fine.
Lahat ng positions kaya ni Tom. Okay na, Madam Web na.
At tapos na.
Ilan ba Spider-Man natin?
I don't know, kami Spider-Women, katatlo din yun.
Masaba nga ayun.
Bakit?
That's two objectifying women kung tatalo niya sa bigger bird sa kanila.
Di ba height lang naman to?
Okay, Madam Web, bakit ba natin pinag-aaksayan ang oras to?
Ay, nako.
The last thing we want to be are complainers. Kung hindi mo nagustuhan, kailangan pa ba natin ipagdikdikan? I don't think people enjoy hearing what they already know. So, okay. Totoo lang. And it doesn't make us superior by bullying a movie into oblivion. Maybe some people feel that way. Let's try not to be that.
Mm.
So I would like to begin by saying... okay naman siya. It's actually a great watch. Yung Madam Web, if you have a few hours to kill, like when you're waiting for someone at the airport and you have nothing to do, okay naman siya. Diba? 2 hours din yun, no?
Ano bang definition mo na? Okay naman siya. Ano ba yung sabihin nun?
Tinatanong nga ni CJ, diba? CJ says, hello, shout out sa'yo, CJ. Is it that bad?
Bilis ko sumagot, diba?
Mukhang hintay na lang daw siya sa streaming eh.
Which is, yun naman din talaga yung gagawin natin.
But, isa naman tayo mag-aantay kasi. Okay na din yun, at least nakaupo ka.
Okay. Nakaupo ka. yun yung ringing endorsement mo.
Please pause review on Letterboxd ng Madam Web. 2 hours, at least nakaupo ka.
Abangan ko yan, ha? Pag nagtingin ako sa Letterboxd.
There was no local promotional event, at least as far as we know. It seems like Sony already knows that it's not going to be received well. Of course, you don't want to discourage potential viewers, those of them that are left, by further proliferating bad reviews. A lot of analysts have already pointed out the replaced dialogue.
What?
Napapansin mo eh, may mga times na parang dubbed sila.
Bakit?
Kasi mukhang ano, there was an effort on Sony's part to rework the movie into something na at least watchable.
In-effort na yun?
In post na.
Oh.
As in, na-shoot na. Hindi na sila nag-reshoot ha. Like
pero may sampu pa rin what the F line si Screenrant.
Eh kasi nga, alam mo yun, parang halatang... talagang, alam mo yun, okay. Just trying to get a passing grade.
Ah.
Kumbaga sa project na pinasa mo nung college. At least stress man lang. Yun na lang yung habol mo talaga eh. So if you're the sort of person to ask, what the hell are you doing, Sony? They know what they're doing. Alam naman nila eh.
Madam Web, directed by S.J. Clarkson, starring Dakota Johnson as Cassandra Web, also known as Madam Web, not related to Freddie Web. Adam Scott was also here as Cassie's paramedic partner and best friend, I guess.
Saan nga ba natin siya nakita last? Parati siyang villain, diba?
Not parating villain, but parati siyang side character.
And evil?
Medyo. No? Oo. Di hamak na ikadadali ng buhay ng mga paramedic na hindi pwedeng mag-work from home kung magko-contribute lang sana tayo sa ikakabawas ng traffic, eh. No?
Oh yeah, kasi yun yung opening scene, diba? Ba? Na...
Nandito rin si Sydney Sweeney, Isabella Merced, and Celeste O'Connor. Yung kalaban nila, si Ezekiel Sims, was played by Tahar Rahim. So, ang nangyari kasi, Eddie na-discover ni Madam na may precognitive power siya. Now, she has to save three girls from being murdered by this person with spider-like powers hunting them. Yun lang naman yung premise dyan talaga, eh. Merong interview sa Discussing Film yung producer ng Madam Web na si Lorenzo Bonaventura. Sabi niya, he thinks that part of superhero fatigue is the need for people to keep track of everything when it comes to these cinematic universes. And we've gotten away from the focus on characters. Which is what made movies like Iron Man and Christopher Nolan's Batman great to begin with. According to him, eto pa, that's what they tried to do with Madam Web. Tried.
Really?
But sino nga ba si Madam in the first place? In the comics, Madam Web is a mutant who possesses a bunch of psychic powers, including seeing into the future. She has a neuromuscular disorder that left her blind and paraplegic. She is usually a supporting character of Spider-Man. Sony has taken some creative liberties in the Dakota Johnson version of the character, but I think that inaccuracy with respect to the source material is not really the root of the problem. Public service announcement nga pala, there is no post-credits scene. You don't have to stay in the cinema and wait. Pwede na kayo umalis agad if ever pinanood nyo man siya. So ikaw, what's your take on Madam Web?
It was the third movie we watched in 2 days in a row. For others, baka that's nothing, but I don't know if it comes with age or a stressful work week, but it was too much for me. Especially when wala naman talaga dapat third. Kasi sabi nga natin, di naman dapat natin ito papanoorin. First time natin sa Newport Cinemas, and I like their seats kasi pwede ka sort of nakahigang position almost if empty yung iba, since you can put the armrests away. Bakit nga ba hindi ganyan sa lahat? Makes me wonder if yung mga bed cinemas ba sa Uptown, how early can you be there? Kasi power nap na rin yun, diba? Yung 20 minutes before the movie starts. Kung pwede ka nang pumasok, tapos matulog ka muna in a very comfortable position.
Feeling ko dun sa bed cinemas, may mga marshal dun na nagbabantay everywhere.
Para mga chaperon sa prom ng high school.
Alam mo na, syempre gigisingin nila pag may mga nakakatulog. Oh, ikaw kasi.
Sayang naman yung binayad niyo. Yung sa Madam Web, medyo cool naman yung mga scenes on how she sees the future. Yung transition nung ano yung nakita niya versus kung ano yung nangyayari. Okay naman yun for me. There are also moments with how the three girls bond that can be appreciated. But there were just too many glaring plot holes. Yun talaga yung nakasira ng movie for me, eh. The first time the villain appeared, I don't understand paano pa sila nakatakas dun. And then with their supposedly powerful stalking tool, I don't know kung paano pa nakagalaw si Dakota Johnson without being caught. Wala na ako masyadong maalala sa Morbius, but the web effects thing in this movie somehow reminds me of the visual effects in Morbius. Yung for looks lang, but not necessary. And even the looks part is not even amazing still. There was even a missed opportunity for me kasi, diba, parang may unlocked capability pa dapat si Madam Web, sabi nung, I don't know, Master or whatever. Master Spider. Na yung unang pagkaintindi ko, I thought that's going to be cool and I look forward kung paano niya gagamitin.
Kala ko sasabihin mo, sabi ni Gagamboy, meron pa siyang hidden potential to be unlocked.
Tapos nung na-reveal na kung ano yun, ay, I expected too much. Hindi ito yung in-expect ko. In fairness, there was this power and responsibility line twist. Nag-work naman sa kung paano nangyari yung movie.
Pero may sense ba? Hindi ko rin masyado nag-gets yung sense.
Meron naman. Oo.
When you accept
wag mo i-spoil. Oh,
fine. Okay, ano sige. Wala na.
Tapos meron din naman siyang badass line, the girls were never your future. I was.
Wow.
Isa ba ito sa mga dinob nila?
wow.
Thank you, Senator.
Isa kaya ito sa mga dinab nila?
Hindi natin alam.
Medyo cringy lang kung paano siya nag-end. Though may funny din naman siyang line for Ben Parker as the uncle. There's this movie review article on Rolling Stone that had this headline. Madame Web isn't as bad as you've heard. It's so much worse. Well, hindi ko naman sinasabi that that's how I feel. More of, we've been warned.
It seems like every time I check Rotten Tomatoes, Madam Web's rating goes lower and lower.
Did it? Parang 13 siya dati, 13 pa rin naman hanggang
ngayon. Hindi, no, una ko kasing tinignan siya 17% siya, tapos naging 14, tapos naging 13%.
Okay.
When I said earlier that it's actually a great watch if you have a few hours to kill, I'm sort of half serious about that.
Well, yeah, parang yung mga lift.
Oh, yun nga eh. Oh, okay, it was bad. But I still feel like it could have been something. So this is my anti take kay Madam Web. Ibiblip ko! The panic on your face. Ibiblip ko po, okay? Kalma. Let me start off with some positive notes about the movie. The sliding down the wall gag was funny. Kasi nga, there was a moment where Madam was figuring out her powers.
Yeah.
They made several jokes at the expense of a certain responsible uncle. That was morbidly amusing.
Yeah. Baka hindi pa kasi niya nakita much further into the future.
Sydney Sweeney did well as the innocent-looking bombshell complete with nerdy glasses. It reminds me of Britney Spears in her Baby One More Time music video, di ba?
Nurse ba siya doon?
No. Naka-schoolgirl outfit din siya doon. Baka ibang music video okay, yun baka. Sabi mo. Toxic ata. Ah, baka.
Eh, pareho lang. Kukha ka namang uniform. Nurse uniform.
Basta yun naka-schoolgirl outfit na ewan si Britney.
Yeah.
I believe the politically incorrect term for the character is jailbait.
Okay.
The movie can do without the spider people skin. Maybe people would be more forgiving if they just developed this as an original concept. Mm. Yung a precog hunting people based on a vision of the future and another precog saving the said people.
Yeah.
That's something. That's interesting. When they kind of forced that onto the Cassandra character and these spider girls, that's when the foundation felt really flimsy. The way they teased the appearance of the spider women from the trailer, it was very bait and switch.
Yeah.
Granted. The trailer didn't really have any overt false advertising. Wala naman atang fake footage dun na pang marketing lang as far as I know, no? Pero pag pinanood mo yung movie, parang ang daya, di ba?
Lalo na yung mga nagsasabing they're gonna watch it for Sydney.
Basta yung tatlong girls, yung spider women.
Kaya nga, and I feel like they're talking about her in that costume.
Pwede. Nakita ko yung isang article sa Slash Film, sabi, the spider future is spider female. This movie may have set that back in a major way. Ang weird pa nung bigla silang nag-add nga ng powers niya na sobrang out of nowhere eh. Minor spoilers, okay. Apparently, si Madam, she can be at different places at once. Part daw yun ng power set niya. It's sort of like astral projection na kung nagbabasa ka ng comics, oo, kaya naman niya talaga yun. Part yun ng pagiging psychic niya.
Oh. Akala ko, yan din yung sinasabi ko na I thought yung power niya na yun, kaya niyang magpunta on different points in time.
Eh, yun lang nga.
Not in... at the same time in one space.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Given how the movie started, I thought what they were going to do was split herself into multiple timelines or that sort of thing. That would have been really cool.
Kaya nga, so parang, magagamit niya to. So I was really looking forward to how, na parang diba? Paano parang niya isosolve.
Magpa-parallel timeline siya or something para, like that.
Like, baka matatalo na talaga sila and then ilipat siya to another time to... I don't know, kill off the villain as a baby, para wala na.
Feeling ko there was an attempt. Kasi ganun niya.
Napakadaya nung ginawa nila dito.
Ganun niya binild up yung movie, the way she sees the future, di ba?
Mm.
Kaso hindi. So, alam mo yun. Nandito nga rin pala si Emma Roberts. May role siya dito.
Nanay na pala si Emma Roberts.
Nanay role na pala siya. There was also an attempt to make it Peter Parker adjacent, the movie. Dagdag mo pa how they ended with the origin story angle.
again, it's all very flimsy. Ang galing mo lang nga rin mag-nitpick eh, no? You pointed out the defibrillator scene. Yung nasa trailer naman to eh. So I guess this is not a spoiler. Someone used a defibrillator on the inside ceiling of the ambulance to shock someone on the roof of the ambulance.
Unti na nga lang naalala ko sa physics. Yan pa yung ginamit nila.
You pointed out Faraday cage. Mm-hmm. Applause ako sa'yo dun. Standing wow. Ovation nga ako sa'yo dun.
Wow.
It won't work. Kasi yung current from one pad of the defibrillator to the other will always go through the path of least resistance. And that's the roof of the ambulance. Hindi siya pupunta doon sa nakatayo sa taas niya. It won't touch the person at all.
I learned something from physics after all.
That's not even considering if painted yung roof then may insulation pa yun. Wala lang. Pero visually, okay. Sige, cool naman siya. We can go on and on about Sony Spider fails. But no one wants to hear that. Let's just put it this way. Madam Web is not Big Bird. And that's a recent binge.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.